Question for you. Does Jesus love you?
Yes.
Yes, he does. Good job. Don't ever forget that. Another question. Who told you that?
Jesus.
Jesus told you. Oh, right there. Give me five. Good job. Who told you that? Jesus told you. But I don't hear him. Who did he speak through?
Because he's up in the sky.
He is up in the sky. And where else is he?
In our hearts.
Thanks for raising your hand. In our hearts. Good job. Who told you that? Anybody out there? Arlo?
Jesus.
Good job. How about mom and dad? Grandma and grandpa? Did they have anything to do with that? I'll check that out. They did. They probably told you. Somebody had to tell you. Somebody did. Sometimes we don't remember who did. When I was probably first grade, there was, and I don't know their names. That's right. Thank you for that, Jesus Christ. That's right. A couple of little old gray-haired ladies told me that Jesus loved me. They taught me the song, Jesus. I don't remember their names, but I remember them. And mostly I remember that Jesus loves me. I'm going to give you a quiz. I'm going to read you a story, and you tell me as soon as you can what this is about. You ready? What's that thing?
An angel.
Gabriel was an angel. He obeyed God. Sometimes he took special news from God to people on earth. So far, so good. One day, God sent Gabriel to a young lady. Her name was Mary. Gabriel went to Mary. He said, "Greetings, God is with you." Any idea what this story's about? What's this story about? Again, Jesus is going to go save her life. Let's keep going. Yeah, Mary was afraid. She wondered what this meant. Gabriel said, "Do not be afraid. God loves you. You are going to have a baby." Is that a clue? And you're going to give that baby the name?
Jesus.
Jesus. Good job. What's this story about?
Jesus.
It's about Jesus and he's being born. We call it Christmas. Is that what you're going to say? We remember that at Christmas. Here's another one. Why did he do that?
Because
Jesus Christ is born. What's that?
Because he wanted
to be born. Because he wanted to do what for us? Save us from our sins. What do you do that? He died for us. Is that what you're going to say, Ezra? He died on a cross. Nice. You guys know this stuff. Here's another story. Tell me if you know what this means. Or tell me as soon as you... After Jesus died, good job, you guys, a rich man named Joseph took Jesus' body. He put it in a special cave tomb and rolled a huge stone over the opening to the cave. The leader sent scary guards to guard the cave to make sure nobody... What's this story about? How many days was he there?
3 days.
What happened? He died on a cross. He was buried in a tomb. He stayed there for 3 days. And then what did he do? He came alive. He rose from the dead so that all your sins are forgiven. And we're going to be with him in heaven sometime. Is that a pretty good deal?
Yes.
Who told you about that?
God
did. He spoke through the Bible. He spoke through mom and dad, cousins, brothers, sisters, grandmas and grandpas to make sure that you know that Jesus loves you. And where does he live?
In our hearts.
Good job.
He died on the cross.
Yes, he did. Good job. You know, there's a song that we sang at Vacation Bible School. It helps us to remember where all this good stuff comes from. See if you remember this Bible, this song. I know you know it. The Bible. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God. The Bible. Good job. You guys are going, I'm not singing in front of everybody. Shall we pray? Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you so much that these kids are here. We thank you that they know you and that you died on a cross for them. Lord, we especially thank you that you do know them. Lord, as they grow bigger and taller, help us as a church to help mom and dad and grandma and grandpa to help them to grow bigger and taller in the faith as well. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.